The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, everybody, once again, a hearty welcome to all of you this celebration. It's the feast of the departed souls. We make it as a feast evening, and especially with the darkness and the restricted parking space, and you made it safely here, and I wish that the rest of this evening will be safe for all of us. We prayed in the opening prayer two things. One is to deepen our faith. This gathering, these people today, joining the Universal Church for two purposes: to deepen our faith in this mystery. Jesus, out of love for us, died. And he became victorious in death by rising. That is a great faith matter. This evening, we want to deepen our faith, to contemplate that mystery, how God loved us by giving his only begotten Son, and sharing our weakness, including our death. And God raised him up. So we want to deepen our faith in this mystery of Jesus dying and rising. And we also pray that the Lord strengthen our faith, that our loved ones, departed loved ones, will share in this mystery. That it is not only Jesus dying and rising, but our loved ones who departed. One time the church used to celebrate this day as a poor souls feast. Poor souls. Souls to be pitied. But today, the change of the phrase, the celebration, the feast of all the faithful departed. We rejoice with the universal church that our people whom we lost, we miss them. We let them know how we miss them. But we also rejoice that they are just like in a train. Entered into a train at the station. They left the station. But that train has a destination, a home to reach. And our loved ones, they are not wandering somewhere. They are in their journey to God's home, eternal home. So they are, that moment onwards, they are made that choice. God gave them an opportunity to enter into a new relationship. They have entered into a new relationship. That relationship, in our Christian terminology, is our ultimate destiny. Few years of living here, loving one another, caring for one another, sacrificing for one another. We are destined for that journey, and our loved ones, they are already on that journey. So we need, even though we tell them we miss, So we are the ones need to be pitied, because sometimes we don't understand this mystery. We are all based on a denial. We need to pause this day, that this death experience is also our reality. But always in the human understanding, we sometimes keep on forgetting what this day is. It's good for them and it's good for us. Good for those who departed and good for us to pause. In the wisdom of the church, we pause for a day to reflect our mortality. Just think about this darkness, covering. The darkness taking over the light of these days. The wind blowing, bringing cold. The trees showing signs of weariness. This whole month of November, we remember this experience. That it affects us also. Death is something real for us. We can deny to the end. Just like I was telling in the sandbine, you know, when I was at the Nasik Sikhapur there, I am on a denial. No, I have to depart within 3 days dying. And nothing is happening. Everybody wants me to help. But I'm saying, not yet. This is our last minute. We are on a denial. But then there are people who are helping. That's what we are here today, to help one another, to support one another as a community. The good news is given to us as a community. We send those readings we heard, we shared for a community. As a community, as individuals, as families, we shared grief and pain in this sanctuary when we celebrated the funerals of all our ones. Today we are here together to support one another, to pray for one another, to strengthen our faith together as a community. And at the end of this celebration of this great mystery in the order, we will take that walk to that memory garden. Earlier churches in the different parts of Europe, they used to have a cemetery next to the church. In America, we never had this experience, but in this small community, what a great privilege we do have to walk over there. In November, we need every day possible to make that journey there. To pray. It's good for them to pray. It's good for us to also to pause and remember. Remember that we are to return to the center of our life. The one who gave us life is waiting. One day, that time will come. So it is always good that we do have this evening exercise, action, liturgy in action after the celebration of the Mass. We will have a reminder of ourselves, pausing, that how important a procession and how important to pray, remembering how we miss them, but also deepening our faith in relationship with God, in relationship with one another. This day is also important in the Catholic terminology, what we call a purification. We celebrate communion of saints. Yesterday there was a big solemn celebration with the maximum solemnity. Those who are triumphant at the end of this journey, the family of angels and saints, around the great throne, the Lamb was slain for us, seated on the throne, and countless number of angels and saints. So when we stop breathing here, we have three choices. Number one choice is, if we are in that kind of denial all through the rest of our life, turning away from God, who loved us by giving us gift of life and everything we do, our family, our loved ones. If you are continuously on denial, what is our recourse at that time? The choice we will make here, we call that a home. What is that name of that home? Anybody can say? If you are totally rejecting God's love in this world, turning away from God, when that time comes to get into the train, where the train takes us?
Yeah.
Yeah, this word we use, leader. We are afraid to use that word, but that is real. That's why last couple of weeks ago we celebrated this 100th anniversary of the apparition of Blessed Mother to that little they saw hell. Hell is real. There is a hell. Let us pause and remember, hell is real. And if we close your eyes and we are all in that sanctity of maximum sanctity, we call saints, where we end up? To? Heaven. But what about me? We are not ready any time. We cannot get ready. We have so many things happening to us. So the time of the call comes, we are not ready. What happens to those who are not ready? Actually, people still ask that question to the priests and deacons. Yes, do we continue to teach this purgatory? Yes. In Catholic tradition, this is purgatory means purification. Yesterday we heard it in that first reading, the vision of heaven. All those who are wearing white and holding the victory sign of the palms in their hands. Just because we stop breathing here, we are not ready to hold the palms of victory. We are not washed clean. We are not capable of seeing that we are the vision of God. We are not capable. We need to enter into that divine love of mercy again to deepen our longing so that we are made capable to see God face to face. So this great mystery of purgatory. And those who are in purgatory are still ready. They are winners. Okay, if you can make it to purgatory, you are a winner. Okay? You are a winner. So we relate with that mystery that we can win in this world. Pray for those who need our prayers. Just like when we are together here, we doubt and support one another. Even after death, our relationship continues. So that's why it is so precious that we offer masses on behalf of those loved ones. We sacrifice, we make penance, we make petitions. The Christian terminology of purification, purgatory, so that we will be capable to see God face to face. So today, let us remember all those who need our prayers. It is so presumptive to deny that we don't need any purification. And our loved ones. So let us make our faith deepen today. We pause. So it is good for us and good for those who baptize. It's good for us to also seek the intercession of the other side, the tyrant ones. So we are the ones who fight against evil, we are militants. There is a purification, the church in purgatory, and a church tyrant. We especially seek the intercession of these two saints. Every day, every time we pray, Hail Mary, we come to pray for us now and the hour of our death. Our death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. There has been conquered.